The very last din in Simon Kufnun Hey. Interesting little din, Machlokas. Discuss tonight the different shitas here and what the svaras are and what the ramifications are. The Ramah brings, Mechaber doesn't talk about this at all, the Ramah says that if there are two neighbors and the house of one of them is parutz, it has gaps in it, it's so because of that, Ganavim are getting in. And somehow, because Ganavim get into one, they're able to get into the other one. Somehow the decrepit state of Reuven's house is allowing Ganavim to make it into Shimon's house. And these are private property. Reuven and Shimon, they're separate. There's no connection between them. But somehow, the Metzius is that the disrepair of Reuven's house is putting Shimon's house in danger from Ganavim. Shimon would like Reuven to fix it. Reuven doesn't particularly want to. So, what's the halacha? Ramah brings two deis. The first shita is Yeshar Radini Mo, the plaintiff, the neighbor who's upset, Tzarech L'takan his echo, he has to fix it. Yesh Chalkim, D'lav Igiri Delay. Yesh Chalkim seems to hold that even L'chatchila, you don't have to do anything about it. Why? Because it's not Giri Delay. We'll discuss that more soon. V'chein, Im Lo Gadra, V'nas Lo Hezek, Pachim L'Shalom, L'Divrei Rosh. So too, A, L'chatchila, you don't have to do anything about it, and B, B'di'evet, if you didn't do anything about it, you don't have to pay for it. The first sheet, the Ramah didn't say explicitly whether he holds l'chatchila you have to do it, and even b'di'evad you have to pay for it if you didn't do it or not. But as we'll see, the sources of the first sheet hold, at least some of them hold, that even b'di'evad you have to pay for what you did or what you didn't do. If you didn't fix it, and again, nothing got in, you are going to be liable for that. So basically, this machlokas, as we'll see, both l'chatchila whether you have to do anything about it, as well as b'di'evad. Some sheetahs say L'chatchila you have to do it, and even b'di'evad you have to fix it. Even b'di'evad you're going to pay for it if you didn't do it. Some shita say even l'chatchila you don't have to do anything about it. Might be shitas in between who say l'chatchila you have to, b'di'evad you don't, b'di'evad you not chayev. What's the machlokas? What are the sources of this din? What are the svaras? And how should we paskin? So, in terms of the Rishonim, we have basically three discussions about this din of the Rishonim. The first one is a tshuva of the Gaonim. The Gaonim we're talking about basically the case of the Ramah, where you have a churva, somebody had empty space that was ruins or just empty, and it was attracting Ganavim, and the neighbor was not happy. So the Gaonim said that the neighbor has the right to ask you to fix it because it is called Giri Delay. But as it brings, two Jews had two chateras, and also one of them had a churva too. The neighbor said either fix your churba, build it up, or at least fence it off to keep the Ganavim out, or sell it to somebody else who's going to maintain the property properly, because the Ganavim are coming. Mashman, they already were coming, or he thought they would come. So the Gaonim said, Kivan de mod Rabbi Yossi b'giri delay. Rabbi Yossi is moded by Giri. What is Giri? Hezek haba mikocho, something that comes from your koach. Therefore, the plaintiff is right, his claim is justified, that the guy has to either fence it off or, I guess, take one of the other options available. Says the Beis Yosef.
This is a very huge extension of Giri Delay.
Yes. Says the Beis Yosef right away. Beis Yosef actually makes this point twice, once in Kufnun Hey, once in Kufnun Zayin. Beis Yosef is very puzzled, just like Rabbi Sussman. Eini maven divrei tshuva zu. Hachalav Giri nin. You say it is Giri. Beis Yosef says, I say it's not Giri. I don't understand why it's Giri. His language in Kufnun Zayin, Tmihani Alze, Heich Karol Darze Giri Delay. Beis Yosef fails, it is not Giri. Discuss a little bit more what the svaras are in a moment. The next place this machlokas or related machlokas comes up is in the Tor, in Kufnun Zayin. The Tor brings a Ramah. The Ramah says that, discussing a similar case, it wasn't a Ma'aseh Shaya, it was just the Ramah's Psakim on the Gemara. The Ramah said that if there's supposed to be a fence and there's no fence and the Ganavim come in, you are Chayav B'di'evad for the Hefsid of the Ganavim. The Ramah is not even discussing whether L'chatchila you have to do it. It seems to be implicit, the Poskim say, if he held your Chayav B'di'evad, it certainly implies that he would have held your Chayav L'chatchila to do it, but even B'di'evad he held your Chayav. The Torah brings the Rosh is Cholek. The Rosh says, no. Even Paritz Geder Fibemas Chavera B'yadayim Patrin Yonim Al-Behem. Someone has his cow securely penned in by a solid fence, by the proverbial barn door, closed properly, and someone else comes along maliciously or for a prank or for whatever reason and breaks the fence or breaks the door, opens the door, the behemoth gets out and is lost, is never heard from again. So the Rosh says, you potter. So that's called grammar. So here also the Rosh says, you should be potter You shouldn't. What did you do? You let the behemoth out. Okay, you let the gun off him in. Same idea. Your lack of offense, your destruction of the fence, your lack of offense, let things go through. But it wasn't you. It was somebody else. It was the behemoth getting out. It was the gun off him coming in. That's only a groma from your perspective. You are not chayev. And the Chazon Ish points out, it doesn't seem like they're arguing about l'chatchila. It sounds like they're arguing about p'tiavet. Groma's always us. You're certainly not allowed to open your friend's barn door and let the behemoth out. That's called groma. You're chayev nishamayim probably for doing that. Certainly not allowed to do that. Machlokas seems to be about p'tiavet. That the Ramah is saying even p'tiavet somehow you're chayev for that. And the Rosh is saying, no, it's only a groma. It's like letting the cow out of the barn and you are potter. Beis Yitzchak points out, Jewish Beis Yitzchak, that Ramah seems to be l'shitase. The Ramah actually holds, in the case of the letting the cow out of the barn, that you're actually chayev. Machlok Shri Shadim had to learn the sugya in Akonis. It's a complicated sugya there, but the Ramah seems to learn. The Torah brings the Ramah, and Shin Tzadivav, Shita brings the Ramah. The way the Ramah learned the sugya, you're actually chayev letting the cow out of the barn. It's not groma. It's a hezek p'yadayim. In which case, it makes a lot of sense that you're chayev here too for letting the get off him in, or at least the Rosh's kasha obviously evaporates. The Rosh's kasha is, to be just like that, the Ramah says, well, I think you're chayev there too. I'll call upon him. There's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramah, whether you are chayev b'dievet or not, for letting the Ganavim come in and causing and thereby letting Hezek happen to your friend. So getting back to the Ramah, the first sheet that the Ramah brings in Mechuyev Timasakein is the Tshuva of the Gaonim about the Churva, which the Beis Yosef brings in these two places. The second sheet that your potter is the Shita of the Rosh. And the Chazon Ish is actually Matmiah. He says, where did the Ramah get a Shita that you're not Mechuyev even L'chatchila? The Ramah seems to say, the Ramah we know, the Rosh is you're not Chayev B'diavad. Where did the Ramah see a Shita that you're not Chayev, that you're allowed to do it even L'chatchila, you're not Mechuyev to do anything? Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, was Matmiah the Gaonim, like Rabbi Sussman was, that he doesn't understand why that's Giri delays. Maybe that's what the Ramah meant, that he thinks Beis Yosef is right. So he calls it a Yesh Amrim. But the Chazon Ish is very bothered by this. There isn't actually any explicit sheet in the Rishonim who says Lehedya that you are not Mechuyev L'chatchila to take care of the Ganavim.
Is it clear the Rosh does not hold that way? I mean, the Rosh just says that it's no worse than there.
Right.
It doesn't mean that he necessarily holds that L'chatchila you're not allowed to do it.
Right, no, you're right.
To break the guy's fence is one thing, but to have to...
You're right. There's no hechrich what the Rosh holds. It could very well be the Rosh holds as much L'chatchila. It's just not clear. The Chazon Ish says, we don't have a makar that anybody's chalik on the Gaonim from the Rosh. You don't see that he would allow l'chatchila. It could be he does. I guess you have to read the Lashon of the Rosh carefully and see if there's any indication one way or another. The Chazon Ish's point is that we don't find mafurish in any Rishon, anyone who says that it's actually mutter l'chatchila, and the second Shita, therefore, is based on Beis Yosef's Sfar. Maybe they understood the Rosh like that, but it's not an actual Shita mafureshes that says you are allowed to do it l'chatchila, or that you're not mechuyev to do anything about l'chatchila. There's a third discussion of this in the Rishonim. This one is brought by the Knesset Gedolah and some other Achronim. This is another tshuva of the Gaonim. It actually sounds very similar to the first tshuva of the Gaonim. The case of a hair, instead of Ganavim, these two discussions, the Ramah and the Rosh and the first tshuva of the Gaonim, are all about Ganavim. by not maintaining your property, by not keeping fences intact, you're allowing and attracting Ganavim in. The second tshuva of the Gaonim is about an ashpa. Somebody had empty property, which was becoming a garbage dump. People were just tossing all their, I guess, it, you know, these things. Once people start, it becomes a meitzer shechzikah barabim. Not al pi din necessarily, but al pi metzias. People are just dumping garbage over there. And the neighbor doesn't like it. He says that the garbage is causing him problems. I'm not sure if he means it's an eyesore, if he means the garbage actually is smelling or getting into his property. But Eichshiyah, the neighbor is complaining that by leaving your property unmaintained and in disrepair, you are allowing garbage to come in. So the Gaonim say, that's a very good taina, that's Hezek, and he has the right to force him, again, to do one of these things, either to fence it off, or to build it up, which will stop it being an ashpa, or to sell it to somebody who's prepared to invest and maintain it. That is a good taina. That seems very much like the first tshuva of the Gaonim, that you're not allowed to do things, even though it's your property, you're not allowed to do things which will attract people in the street to do things that will then wind up bothering your neighbor. That's a problem. So that's another tshuva of the gun. So it's what exactly is the machlokas, the two shittas in the Ramah, whether it's the Rosh or not, what exactly is the machlokas, whether it is giri delay or not, or osur l'chatchila or not. So the Shach in Arif Siman brings the Bach in Kufnin Zayin. The Bach sides very strongly with the Gaonim. He says it's absolutely Aser. And he says, Beis Yosef's Tanya that it's not Giri. Lav Milser, it absolutely is Giri. His language is a little hard to understand. Quoting, not going to read the whole Bach inside, but actually it's a pretty short Bach, but his language is a little sussum and contradictory. The way the Shach quotes the Bach, the Shach that the Bach agrees to the first Shita, to the Gaonim, that it's Aser, that you have to do something about it. It's like, he says, Mechitza Kerem Shenifritza. The halacha is, if two neighbors have, one has wheat and one has grapes, together that will be Kelayim. The halacha is, if you have a fence in between, that saves it from becoming Kelayim. If anything happens to that fence, it has to be replaced, whoever's responsibility it is, and if the responsible party doesn't fix it, he'll be chayev for the hefset of Kelayim. Like Mara says, that's called Dina de Garmi. We've discussed Garmi many times, not Mazik B'Yadayim, but it is Garmi, it's the kind of grama that you're chayev for. So the Bach says, if you see that that's Garmi, this case should be Garmi too. So the Shach says, that's not true, that's not a dimin at all. That case of Adi is Garmi, this case is not, the Shach says. The Shani Hasam, the Hezek Kelayim Bari. There the Hezek is Bari Hezekah. Ganavim is not Bari Hezekah. Man Lema Landasi. Ganavim, occasionally they come, but it's not Bari Hezekah. Because it's not Bari Hezekah, the Shach says, it's like the Rush's case, it's like Purid's Geder, it's like opening the barn door, the cow may or may not escape. It's only Grama, and you are not Chayef, which the Shach is understanding is because it's not Bari Hezekah. Here too, the case of the Ganavim, it's not Bari Hezekah. So, between the Bach and the Shach, we have one Hezber in the Machlokas. The first Shita says that it is, the first Shita says it's like Mechitza Kerem, and the Shach says no, because it's not Bari Hezekah, on the contrary, it's like opening the barn door. The language of the Bach actually is a little bit unclear. The Bach says that even though it's not really Giri, but it's a big Hezek, it's a great Hezek, so if it's a large enough Hezek, even if it's not strictly Giri, we should be Machmer. A little bit unclear what kind of Geder that is. So the Bach is not really so clear why he thinks it's Giri. The Bach just says it is Giri and it's like Mechitza Kerem. The Shach says, no, it isn't. The standard here is Bari Hezekah. It's not Bari Hezekah. Not certain. It's not clear and absolute. So therefore, it is more like opening the barn door and you are potter. The Chazanish points out again, this whole Machlokas is very strange. This Machlokas about whether we should be looking at the Shach Shita, we should be looking at Bari Hezekah. That's true if you're dealing with B'dievet. The Sivas already says that the whole discussion of Niske Shainim has nothing to do with Bari Hezekah. Things that are Asr if they're Giri Delay. If they're not Giri Delay, then they're Mutter. If they're Giri Delay, it's Asr. The Sivas asks, before the Chazanish, the Sivas asks, what does the Shach want with Bari Hezekah? The Chazanish says, and the Sivas misunderstood the Shach and the Bach. The Shach and the Bach were discussing B'dievet, not Lechatchila. The whole Machlokas, Bach and Shach, they're all arguing about the Machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramah, which is Be'ikr, whether you're Chayev B'dievet or not. And that, the Bach is saying you are, but the Gemara they bring also Mechitza Kerem and the barn door. All those cases are B'dievet. Nobody says Lechatchila you're allowed to do that. You certainly can't open the barn door Lechatchila. The Chazanish says it's clear, the Shach and the Bach are talking about B'dievet, not Lechatchila, even though the first sheet in the Rosh didn't say anything about B'dievet. But the Chazanish says it's clear from context that the Bach and the Shach are talking about B'dievet. The Nesiva seems to understand that we're talking about Lechatchila, and the Nesiva says he doesn't know what they're talking about, because Lechatchila, Giri Delay, is not measured in terms of Bari or not Bari, it's measured in terms of whatever the definition of Giri Delay is. So that's the Nesiva, that's the Chazanish. Another point the Chazanish makes, and this point is made by the Beis Yitzchak earlier, is that besides the whole question of Giri Delay and Nizikin and Niske Shchenim, there's a whole other reason why one neighbor can force another neighbor to fix his fence. Totally independent of everything we learned in this limud, totally independent of the whole Siman Kufnun Hey. There's a halachah in Bava Basra that if two neighbors need something, different residents of a city need something jointly, they need to build a fence around the city. Today we would say they need to run a sewer line or a power line into the city. The halacha is, we have an idea of shutfus, that shutfin can join and do something. There's a halacha, kind of what we call involuntary shutfus. If Basin sees, if Chazal see that two people both need something, or a group of people both need something, one of them can't say, I'll just wait till you do it, then I'll freeload off you. It doesn't work like that. If Basin realizes that a number of people all need the same thing, Basin can force them all to contribute and not take advantage of the, we're talking about a fixed expense, you're going to do it once, it'll be good for everyone, one wall will be good for everyone in the city, one running in the sewer line will be good for everyone in the city. The Beis Din will say up front, you're all shutfin, you all need it, you all have to pay for it, and that nothing to do with Nezikin, that's some kind of din in first Perek Bava Basra, some kind of din of shutfus that they can force each other to join, whatever the lumdus that is. that's a major yesod in the halachas of Shutfis or wherever exactly it belongs in Shulchan Aruch. So the Chazon Ish and the Beis Yitzchak say that's another reason why the neighbors can force each other to build fences. They all need fences because if any house is not fenced, can of them get in and causes problems for everyone. They all need fences. So each of them can force each other to contribute to building the fence. Now the Chazon Ish says, even though normally that would mean there's one fence, if we have five people who need it, we all pay 20%. Here, we don't say that for each house, any wall that falls down, we all pay 20%. Chazal felt it was more fair, it makes sense, it would be more fair to just say each person pays for his own house. But the point is, just like if there would be one wall, we would all be mechayev each other to contribute to the upkeep of that wall. So when there are five walls, each house has a wall, the Chazon Ish explains, each person could say, we could all be mechayev you to do your share, you be mechayev us to do our share. The din of shurtfus, not because of nets, nothing to do with giri delay, nothing to do with bari azeka. We're not talking about b'diev, we're talking about lachatchila here at least, but lachatchila, mitzad dinei shurtfus, they can all force each other to contribute their fair share toward the maintaining the integrity of the structures, which is something that everyone in the city needs. Every individual structure needs to be intact for the benefit of all the members of the city. Now, there's another din, the Pamone Zov, or Falan Kava. He has a din. He's talking about that second tshuva of the gun about the Ashpa. He brings it from a Knesset Gdolah. The Knesset Gdolah brings the tshuva of the Ashpa that one person can force his neighbor to clean up his Ashpa, to fix up the Ashpa, to prevent people from dumping garbage in, which harms him. The Knesset Gdolah says, very cryptically, this is not like the other tshuva of the gun, in this case apparently is better. Even the Beis Yosef, who's Mefakfek on in the first case, would agree over here. He doesn't really say why. Pamone Zov explains that this case is a greater or clearer or more, somehow the Ashpa case, I would have thought the Ganavim is worse, but he says the Ashpa case somehow is worse. It's an obvious and direct, I guess the Ganavim is speculative, maybe the Ganavim will come, who knows, you know, we don't know what will happen, but the Ashpa case is a clear problem, the garbage is piling up, it's a concrete and tangible and currently present problem apparently, and a great problem. He says there, even that again, you make part of the calculus we make here is how great is the hezek. He brings again the language of the shach is that the ganavim is man leimel, and who said the ganavim will come? Here, in the case of the ashpa, there's no who said. You see the garbage is piling up, so it's an obvious and a definite danger. Even the shach would agree, even the chalkim would agree that this is a problem. Again, he's talking about lachachila, I think, not b'diavad, but he's saying that there is a hezek that you could force the neighbor Lekuli Alma, even according to the Beis Yosef, to clean it up.